Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure on this Thursday, June 26th, to welcome a guest to the podcast. Today we have reading for us Pastor Kenny Ortiz. He is the pastor of Horizon City Church here in Winter Garden, which is right outside of Orlando, Florida. Pastor Kenny, we're so grateful for your work here. We're grateful to be with you today. As you read God's Word with us, we pray for you and your congregation. And at the end of the podcast, Kenny and I will sit down and have a time where we talk about things of life and faith. Thank you, Kenny, for joining us today.
Thank you for having me on the podcast. I'm thankful for Mountain Brook Baptist Church. Our first scripture is Titus chapter 2, verses 11 through 15 in the ESV. For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation for all people, training us to renounce ungodliness and worldly passions, and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in the present age, waiting for our blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to redeem us from all lawlessness and to purify for himself a people for his own possession, who are zealous for good works. Declare these things, exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no one disregard you. Our second passage, Luke chapter 8, verses 40 through 56 in the ESV. Now when Jesus returned, the crowd welcomed him, for they were all waiting for him. And there came a man named Jairus, who was a ruler of the synagogue, and falling at Jesus' feet, he implored him to come to his house, for he had only one daughter, about 12 years of age, and she was dying. As Jesus went, the people pressed around him, and there was a woman who had had a discharge of blood for 12 years, and though she had spent all her living on physicians, she could not be healed by anyone. She came up behind him and touched the fringe of his garment, and immediately her discharge of blood ceased. And Jesus said, "Who was it that touched me?" When all denied it, Peter said, "Master, the crowds surround you and are pressing in on you." But Jesus said, "Someone touched me, for I perceive that power has gone out from me." And when the woman saw that she was not hidden, she came trembling and falling down before him, declared in the presence of all the people why she had touched him and how she had been immediately healed. And he said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace." While he was speaking, someone from the ruler's house came and said, "Your daughter is dead. Do not trouble the teacher anymore." But Jesus, on hearing this, answered, "Do not fear. Only believe, and she will be well." And when he came to the house, he allowed no one to enter with him, except Peter and John and James and the father and mother of the child. And all were weeping and mourning for her. But he said, "Do not weep, for she is not dead, but sleeping." And they laughed at him, knowing that she was dead. But taking her by the hand, he called, saying, "Child, arise." And her spirit returned, and she got up at once. And he directed that something should be given her to eat. And her parents were amazed, but he charged them to tell no one what had happened. Our final reading, Proverbs 26, verse 20 in the ESV. For a lack of wood, the fire goes out, and where there is no whisperer, quarreling ceases.
Thank you so much, Pastor Kenny, for reading those verses for us today. If you hear a little bit of noise in the background, it's because it started raining and all the kids have come inside, but that's okay. We like to hear the kids because it means there are a lot of kids here learning about Jesus's love. And one of the reasons that I wanted to have Pastor Kenny on the podcast is to tell us his story of how he came to faith, kind of the journey behind it, because I think it's so impactful. And so, Pastor Kenny, would you share with us your journey of faith?
Absolutely. I love sharing how Jesus rescued me. I grew up in a home. Neither one of my parents were believers. I had never heard the gospel or the Bible stories at all. I knew very little about Jesus. But I remember when I was 7 years old, my mom signed me up for a VBS. I think maybe she was just looking for free childcare for the week. I think probably. And she sent me to this VBS program, and it was there. They were going through the Old Testament stories, and they were talking about Noah and Moses and others. And I remember thinking, wow, I've never heard these things before. And at the end of the week, they talked about Jesus, and they said, you can pray to Jesus. And I remember believing that. By the end of that week, I believed that Jesus would listen to me. And so I went home that night as I went to bed, and I prayed. I was 7 years old, and I didn't go to church much at all, just a few times here and there, but I prayed regularly. And when I was 12 years old, a good friend of mine invited me to church. He said, you should come to church with me. And his family really kind of became a second family to me. His mom became a second mom to me. We had dinner at their house every Wednesday night, all through middle school and high school. The Roach family had a huge impact on my life. But my openness to their investment in me really started at a VBS several years earlier when those seeds were planted. And so you just never know. You never know what seeds are being planted and how God will use them. The Roach family, as profound as they were in my life, God used them greatly. They were actually not the beginning of the story. They were a big part of the story, but the story started earlier. And so this week we've got, 35, 36 kids here at VBS hearing the gospel, hearing teachings, and who knows in 5, 6, 10, 20 years from now, what these seeds will eventually become.
We were able to worship with you on Sunday morning, and it was beautiful to sense the Spirit of God at work in the people and in us. And you had a wonderful sermon for us. I want to hear a little bit more about Horizon City Church, your passion for planting a church here, and where you guys are headed.
I was a bivocational youth pastor in my 20s, and I was recruited to move here in my early 30s. I was in the Orlando area, a part of a church as a youth pastor, and loved the region. I ended up moving away. I moved to Minnesota for 6 years. I was a professor and a bivocational pastor there. But for the entire 6 years I was there, I regularly thought about Orlando. I'd come back and visit whenever I could. And the more I kept getting reports about what God was doing in Orlando and the things that were happening in this community, particularly Winter Garden, the western suburbs of Orlando, particularly the rapid population growth here, one of the fastest growing neighborhoods in the United States, my heart just kept being burdened for the people here and what was happening here. And so my wife and I prayed about it for several months, and we decided we were going to come back to the area. And in summer of 2023, we moved back here with the intention of launching a church. We plugged into a local church that was here, the Grove Community Church. They were fantastic help to us in getting us started. That's where we kind of built our core team. And then we started looking for a place, and we stumbled across, in God's providence, Sunridge Elementary School, which is in the western suburbs here. And the community in which we live in, statistically, is one of the most, if not the most, number one de-churched region in the United States. De-churched is different than unchurched. Unchurched are people who have never been a part of a church ever in their entire life. De-churched are peoples that used to be a part of a local church, used to be plugged in, previously claimed to be believers, but at some point walked away from local church connection or have walked away from faith altogether. And so we lead the nation in de-churched peoples, which is not a statistic I'm excited about. It's heartbreaking. And so we really wanted to plant Horizon City Church in this community with an eye towards the de-churched. And that really does kind of shape how we do some things. And in God's kindness, we have a lot of de-churched peoples who have come to connect with us. You know, on a Sunday morning, we may have anywhere from 45 to 55 people. And, close to half of those people were not connected to a local church 7 months ago before we got started. And so we've had several people come to faith over the last few months. We've done some baptisms. Lord willing, we're going to do two more baptisms next month. In a very short period of time, Horizon City has turned into this life-giving community that de-church peoples are coming to check out. And it is exciting to reintroduce them to our God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who has purified us and gave himself for us.
Yes, all of us that are listening to the podcast are praying alongside you, and we want to continue to do that. But first, I want to ask you if you have any commentary on one of the passages of Scripture.
In one of the passages we read was from the Gospel of Luke. The thing that just strikes me over and over again in some of the narratives of the Gospels is just how tender Jesus is. You know, he has this moment where Jairus is coming to him, his daughter is sick, and he just tenderly interacts with him and commits to go to his home. And on the way, this woman who had this discharge of blood for 12 years, this incredible thing that she's dealt with, and he's so tender with her. He says, daughter. What a moment for her. And then when he gets to the house and the girl is dead, and he says, child, arise. He's just gentle and he's tender. We see elsewhere in Scripture, he's filled with compassion. And I just think it's so easy to forget that in the busyness of our world and all the things that we're worried about. It's easy to forget. Jesus is tender. His heart is for you. He loves you. He cares for you. I love that about Jesus.
As we think about how we can pray for you and continue to be partners in ministry in the coming days, what are some things that you would ask us to pray for, or what are some needs that you guys have that we might be able to help with?
Yeah, it's a great question. For us, the some of the biggest things that we're navigating right now is, one, we don't have a full-time or a permanent worship leader, someone that would lead our music on Sunday mornings. And so it's kind of been a little bit of a hodgepodge of different things. And so we're praying that God would bring the right person, not just a musician, but someone who loves to worship and can usher God's people into God's presence. So if you would pray for that, that's a huge one. In addition to that, we've already started looking for a permanent location. It really does make a big difference on what kind of ministry you can do and the quality of ministry you can do if you have at least a gathering all-purpose space. And so we're looking at some places. We're in the process of raising funds for that. If you could pray to those ends, that would be massive for us.
Pastor Kenny, it has been a privilege for us to get to know you a little bit, and we look forward to hopefully many days ahead where we'll be able to see the Lord's church grow and you guys to be ministering and seeing people come to faith and re-engaging with the church. Would you end our time together with prayer?
Father in heaven, we thank you for your kindness to us, far beyond what we deserve, far beyond what we even realize or have the ability to acknowledge. Thank you for your consistent provision in our lives, your grace, your mercy. We are so thankful. God, I pray for Mountain Brook. I thank you for their partnership, their investment in our church, Horizon City. I pray that you would use them mightily in Alabama and beyond. I love the passion for missions and the passion for reaching people across the world. God, thank you for churches like Mountain Brook that are willing to invest and put energy and time and money and prayer and resources into spreading the gospel. Would you bless them for that? Would you honor their efforts? Would you protect the church from the schemes of the enemy? And would you expand their influence across the globe, not for the name of Mountain Brook Baptist Church, not for them to be more famous, but so that Jesus will be made more famous all across the world in places where people currently don't know who Jesus is. Would you be kind and be pleased to use them as you see fit for your glory to the ends of the earth? We ask all these things in Christ's mighty name. Amen.